Sparkle told me. They're pulling out down below. I leaned over and looked. Nobody tried to pick me off. Maybe they thought I was another ghost. Sure enough, the Shadowlanders were going, leaving us all those wonderful grapnels without ropes, for us to dump on our maybe-we-can-use-these-someday pile. One eye said, Guess we can put up our swords and go back to our tonk games now. Overlooking the fact that Dejigore was being invaded elsewhere, I observed, This is the second time you've come out with that silliness. What moron is going to play with you? Can't be anybody that dumb still alive. One Eye cheats at cards, and he cheats badly. He gets caught every time. Nobody will play with him.
Hi, Morgan, listen. I've reformed. Really. Never again will I dishonor my talent to Why Listen. He said it all before countless times.
The first thing we do after we swear a recruit into the company is warn him not to play cards with One Eye. A party of Shadowlanders withdrawn from my sector headed for the hills. They all had torches. It looked like the Shadow Master himself might be driving them.
Cletus! Longinus! You guys far enough along that you can drop a barrage on that crowd?
The brothers were repairing their engines as fast as they could. Two were ready, cocked and loaded. Not much of a barrage. One Eye asked,
Why do that?
Why not? We might get lucky. And can we piss off Shadow Spinner more than he already is? He's already vowed to kill us all. The ballistas thumped. The shafts they hurled did not hit the Shadow Master. Distractedly, he replied with a spear of energy that dissolved several cubic yards of wall far from any of my guys. The racket from across town kept getting louder. Some seemed closer than the far wall.
They're inside, Sparkle said.
A lot of them, Bucket agreed. This could get to be a big cleanup job.
I liked that positive thinking. I shrugged. Mogaba liked to keep the cleanups for himself and the Gnar and their Taglians. Fine with me. Mogaba can eat all the pain he can swallow. I really wanted to take a nap. This long day just kept getting longer. Oh well, soon enough I would get to sleep forever. A short while later I got word that small groups of Southerners were in the streets murdering anybody they could catch.
Sir?
Sleepy. What's up, youngster? Sleepy was a Taglian Shadar we swore into the company just before I decided to take up this pen. He always looked like he was having trouble keeping his eyes open. He also looked like he was about 14 years old, which was possible. He was paranoid in the extreme, apparently for good reason. He was a good-looking youth, and pretty boys are fair game amongst Taglian men of all three major religious groups. The Stranglers use their more attractive sons to lure victims to their deaths. Different land, different customs. You may not like them, but you do have to live with them. Sleepy liked our ways better than his own.
Sir?